she looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
You know,
damn, I'm good!
Hey, it's the computer corner, and Brandon's not here to push the buttons. Let me try that again.
Dingoes ate my baby, and now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Well, actually, it's not Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, which is why my fat fingers were pressing the wrong buttons. Hey, it is the computer corner, however. Today with Ken Colburn and Michael Valdivia.
Yes, well, I'm here. You're...
It's the Ken and Mick show. Ken and Mick... Mick?
No,
Mick doesn't work.
M? M is good.
K and M?
Yeah,
oh,
there we go.
Hey, we're talking about computers, your technology, your data, your whatever it is. We are the data doctors. During the week, we spend our week building networks, building new computers, fixing problems, upgrading computers, building websites, recovering data, you name it. When it comes to computers, that's what we do for a living. And then on Saturdays, we bring that combined knowledge. Try to help as many people on the air as we can, because so many of you out there have so many of those excruciating computer problems, and we do the best we can to try to give you some tips for better computing.
Definitely.
Yes?
Yeah.
We are at 602-277-5827. Got three lines open right now, which won't last very long because I just announced the number, but when you hear somebody hang up after, if you don't get through the first time, hear somebody hang up, give us a holler, 602-277-5827. And as soon as I get logged into the internet system here, I will have our email open as well, so you can send us email questions, which I've got a whole bunch of them here from our last week's show that people wanted questions, follow-up questions on some of the things we talked about. So we'll get into that a little bit later, but this week we are going to concentrate on, I guess, kind of in honor of Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We're our theme this week is genealogy, so I guess...
The search of a lifetime.
Most of us have... Oh, yeah, that's right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's a tagline. Michael spent a lot of time. She agonized over this. And she came up with this wonderful... The search of a lifetime. Yeah. What was the other one?
The tree of life.
The tree of life. Genealogy. Well, genealogy is a huge, huge, huge computer... not a hobby. It's really more than a hobby, because it's really... The end result is pretty amazing. But genealogy is probably one of the most popular things that people do with computers and the internet, and you know, rightly so. The internet makes it so much easier to gather this information as opposed to in the past, where it was all on paper and you had to go down to offices and try to pull records.
Microfish.
I thought it was microfiche.
Yes.
They call
microfiche.
It fish. Microfish. That's
tiny fish.
Isn't that what the whales and the manta rays try to eat?
It's like sardines. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So we know that you guys, there are people out there listening that are totally into this genealogy thing. I mean, they know everything about everything. Let me tell you right now, we are not genealogy experts. That's not why we're talking about genealogy today. In fact, we invite you, genealogy experts, to chime in either via email or by phone and help the people that are listening to understand. And I'm more interested not in really sophisticated systems, but how do people get started? How did you get started? Give us your experiences, where you've been, how long you've been doing it, some of the benefits of doing this, and share that with the other people that are listening, so that maybe somebody that's been thinking about it will go, well, heck yeah, let's do it, or never even thought of it, and since I heard this on the air, I'm going to try that. So it's all about trying to help others if they so desire, or maybe they just don't know anything about genealogy and how it works and how easy it could be. So lots of resources on our website, datadoctors.com. Just click on the radio section and see what you can see. So that's how it's going to work today. Of course, any and all computer questions you have are all obviously welcome as well. So we were talking about maybe doing just a Mother's Day special, and
only mothers can.
Yeah, but
call
see, I got to thinking about that though. You know, I mean, because I've been called a mother once in a while.
So
do I qualify?
Did they finish that sentence, or just mother?
You know, throughout they have various issues that come up there, but. Yeah, you know what? Let's start the show off by, let's see, we're talking genealogy, so you're researching the old portion of your family. How about we start out with a little youth?
Sure,
and,
why not?
And hang on here, let me see, I don't have, how about this? Hey, Adam!
Hi.
You can tell Brandon's not here. He usually handles this little machine. This is a cool little machine that's got the...
what? Sound effects on it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And, you know, you press the buttons, and he knows where they all are. There's like 500,000 sounds in here, and anyway. So Adam comes to us every week. Adam is a ripe old 13 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Came to us as a preteen.
Yep,
back in the day.
Matured into teenhood during our show, and he comes to us every week with an acronym or some...
Or almost.
Adam's almost acronym. Sometimes. Sometimes almost acronym. And explains a little bit of technology jargon for the masses. Adam, take it away.
Well, this week I actually have another real acronym.
Very good.
This week I brought in FAT.
What is it?
FAT.
F-A-T or P-H-A-T? Are we talking hip-hop here? Are we talking, what are we talking?
The one with the F.
Okay, but you're going to have to explain both forms of FAT, just because you're the younger crowd, and I think it is important that we have a... Maybe we should start another segment, so we'll have Adam's acronym and then the hip-hop to English translation
version,
segment.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so FAT, F-A-T, what does
that
stand
back
for?
To my segment.
Yeah, back to your segment,
FAT stands for File Allocation Table.
Well, that's exciting.
And it's the little thingy on the hard drive that tells your computer where everything is, like your documents and your programs.
So it's kind of like a table of contents?
Yeah.
Oh. So why is that important?
Well, without it, your computer wouldn't know where all your stuff is, and it would keep losing it.
And I think some people have experienced that out there. In fact, I know they do, because we see them by the hundreds every month in our data recovery labs.
Mm-hmm.
And when things don't quite go so well... if that file allocation table, think of it as the table of contents in a book. If it gets destroyed, ripped out, spilled coffee on it, you can't read it, and you want to try to find some portion of the book, you know, it's a little tough.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. So.
And I had a good analogy. It's sort of like the card catalog in the library.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
It's a great one.
So, and there's more than one type of FAT. There's regular FAT, which is old, and it only supports up to, I think, 2 gigabyte hard drives.
Yeah.
Old. And now there's FAT32. It's been out for quite a while, actually. But how many terabytes can that hold?
9 terabytes, I believe, was what,
what it was?
Something like that.
So, yeah.
But wait a minute, what's a terabyte?
Terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes.
Wow. Hey, you know what? We're getting real close to having 1 terabyte hard drives in our regular old home PCs.
Yep.
It's insane.
It's just getting bigger and bigger. Jeez.
It's really cool. All right, Adam. Hey, thank you. Excuse me. The hip-hop version of FAT, P-H-A-T. Can you give us a little love on that?
No.
No. Michael?
FAT would be cool, dope.
Dope?
Yeah.
Dope is cool?
That's dope.
All right.
That's cool.
I see.
That's sweet. That may be your generation. Would be like, oh, that's sweet.
Oh, my generation.
Yeah. Well, because you're still hanging with all the cool crowd.
I'm trying, man.
I'm trying to hang in there with us.
Just barely by my fingernails. Actually, you'll see kids running around with shirts that say Fat Farm on them. P-H-A-T, Fat Farm. It's a clothing line, and some people wonder, well, what?
Yeah, why do I be part of the Fat Farm?
Because it's cool.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Adam, thank you.
No problem.
And we'll touch base next week.
Yep.
That is our beloved Adam with his Adam's acronym.
Very good.
Yeah. All right, well, you're listening to the Computer Corner here. What are we doing for time here? Oh, I went past, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
I don't pay attention to this stuff. You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn and Michael Valdivia, the data doctors, here to answer your computer questions back after this.